Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Voice of Reason Talk Show with your host, Wayne Cooper. Good to have all of you join us today, 7 p.m. on the East Coast and 4 p.m. here on the West Coast. So today I have what I believe to be a very good topic as we're talking about why I love and appreciate America. I think that's a good topic, why I love and appreciate America. And I know that I'm not the only one, but I want to talk about it today because I think that there's a lot of things that need to be said about our great country. And indeed, it is a great country. And I'm glad and proud that I can say that I was born and raised here. And I know many more also have that testimony, and there are others who migrated here and who have been here for many years and who are proud to be called Americans. And so I'm grateful. Now, I'm going to get into some specific reasons, but let me just say at the outset is that I want to make some assertions here. Just based on observation, based on history, based on my own experience from traveling around the world, I just want to make just a few short observations before I get into the specifics, because I think the specifics are definitely important, but I also want to just share just the observations. I think I just want to start off by saying that America is perhaps the greatest country the world has ever had. When we think about the many countries from around the world, when we think about the various continents, you know, we think about the continent of North America, and when we think about, you know, Africa, when we think about Asia, when we think about Europe, and we think about other places, you know, like Australia, you know, we call it Down Under. And just other places, Antarctica, and all of those places. I haven't been to all those places, but I've been definitely to many places, all the major countries in Europe, and to China, and to Hong Kong, and places like that, and been many times. And I want to say, based on where I've been, there's no question in my mind that America is the greatest country the world has ever known. And I want to say also that while America is far from perfect, and she is very far from perfect, and no doubt has had a checkered past, she is still the greatest of all the countries on the earth even today. So when you look back on the history, you know, it's easy for us to look back on America's past in terms of slavery and things like that. But I'm going to be saying something about that here very shortly. So even though that is true, and even though, as I stated, I'll say again that while America is far from perfect and has a checkered past, she is still the greatest of all the countries on the earth. And the proof of my assertion is seen in the millions of people from around the world that seek to come to America every single year, and they do it at any and all costs. And so I just wanted to just give that little opening. So I want to get right to why, but let me just also say that there are, unfortunately, people that don't appreciate the distinction of America. You know, even people who have led our government. And, you know, we have politicians, people who have served us, and they don't have appreciation, you know, of the distinction. We talk about the distinction of America or American excellence. There are a lot of people who don't share that. And I remember that our former president, Barack Obama, when he was traveling shortly after he was elected in 2008, you know, he went on what many call an apology tour as he began to apologize to various countries for America exceptionalism. And the truth is, he didn't need to apologize because historically, even the countries that he apologized to, they knew the truth, and that is that America does indeed have American exceptionalism, okay? And that is why the world looks to us, especially in times of crisis, okay, in times of need. That is why we give money, more monies to any other country in the world because of the resources that we've been blessed with, okay? So I don't think we need to make an apology to other countries because of our exceptionalism. Now, it doesn't mean that we are better in the sense of our dignity and who we are, because God created all of us, okay? So I always want to make that point clear. So even though we are a great country, we are a great people, it doesn't mean that in terms of our worth and our value that we are better than others, because that certainly would not be true. I don't believe that for one moment. I believe that we were all created in the image of our Heavenly Father, okay, our God. And so from that perspective, I want to say that all people are equal, okay? But as a nation that has been blessed by God, that has been given unique privileges and distinction, there's no question in my mind America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I say that without apologies, okay? So let's get right to it. So, Mr. Cooper, why do you believe, why do you feel that America is the greatest country? So why do I love and appreciate America? Well, there are several reasons. Let me get right to them. First of all, I want to get to one of the main reasons that we often take for granted, and that is I love America and appreciate America because of the privilege of freedom. The privilege of freedom. I happen to be a military person. I served my country for 11 years, and I did not go to war, and I'm thankful that I didn't have to go to war, but I follow in the long line men and women who did go to war, and they served our country in order to give us the freedoms that we enjoy today. So the privilege of freedom is very high on my list. And our freedom fighters down through the years, I mean, think about it. They gave us the right to do what we do without fear of government intervention. So we have the privilege of freedom. I was thinking about, I was at this a nail shop where my wife goes to, and I remember I was talking with the owner, who happens to be a family from Vietnam. And we were talking, she was, the owner was a female, and her name was Tina. And Tina was telling me that she was excited because her siblings were coming over from Vietnam. They were coming over, you know, with the green card, and she was excited to have her siblings. She and several other siblings had already had been in America for many years, and the last of their siblings were now on their way to America. And here's what was fascinating. When they arrived, I didn't get a chance to meet them, but as the months went by and even a couple of years, I remember talking with Tina while I was there, and I remember asking them how things were. And Tina, just with just a beaming face, shared with me how happy her family were because of her siblings were there. And I remember her saying to me is that her nephew and nieces, how they were excited because They no longer had to live under curfew. They could come and go as they pleased, and they couldn't get over that because in Vietnam, it was so strict. I mean, any place they went to, you know, they were so strict. They had curfew, and they couldn't just come and go as they pleased because you might know that Vietnam was under the communist regime. And so to be in America was something new to them. It was something that was just great. They got a chance to see what true freedom was like. And I believe that God created us all with not only a desire for freedom, but also just with the need for freedom. We were meant to soar without the government intervening and interfering in our lives. So I really love and appreciate my country because of the freedoms that we all enjoy, and something that we should never, ever take for granted. Then there's the second thing here. I also love my country, America, and I appreciate her greatly because of the privilege of opportunity. The one thing that I know without a doubt is that anybody in America, I mean anybody in America, can make it, no matter their race, ethnicity, religious affiliation, creed, gender, or what side of the tracks you come from. In other words, your economic, social status, it doesn't matter. If you're willing to work hard, to be law-abiding, get the proper training, and persevere even through failures and setbacks, you can still achieve success and the American dream here in the USA, okay? The privilege of opportunity. And I promise you, in all my travels around the world, that is not true in any other country, okay? It is not true. And in America, all you have to be is willing to work hard, and it doesn't matter, like I say, what your skin color is, you can achieve great things in this country, okay, due to the freedom of privilege and due to the freedom of opportunity. And so if you think about that and listen, like I said earlier, think about this. Why is it that we have well over a million people that try to enter into our country every single year? And many of them who come, they do it the right way. They get in line and, you know, they become, you know, citizens. And when they land on their feet, and then a lot of times when you see that many of them are interviewed or they're talking about, you know, their past and how they were able to come to this country and to accomplish themselves and their family. Hey, they will tell you that there is no other place under the sun where you have the opportunity to be anything, anybody you want to be, if you have the work ethic, if you have the discipline to go at it. I mean, no matter your race, I don't care who you are, if you have the heart and the mind to work, you can be anybody you want to be. And that is an irrefutable fact. Okay. So the privilege of freedom, the privilege of opportunity. There's another reason why I love and appreciate America. And let me tell you what it has to do with. I alluded to it a moment ago. It has to do with the economy, Now, this is the only country around the world that has what is called a middle class. When you go around the country, here's what you usually find in all countries, either the wealthy or the poor. That's basically whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Asia, whether you definitely is true when you're in Africa, okay? Usually that's what you're going to have, either wealthy people or dirt poor people. You're not going to have what we say here in America, the middle class, okay? A lot of us come from a poor background, but there are a lot of people who can say, well, I wasn't poor, but I wasn't wealthy. We were part of what is called the middle class, the working class people, okay? So the economy and our economy, while up and down throughout our nation's history, because a lot of us were not old enough to go through this, but we had one of the worst times in our nation's history was during the time when my parents were born. We call it the Great Depression. It happened in 1934, and that was during the generation where my parents were born. And that was a bad time, economically speaking. But yet, guess what happened? Our country bounced back from the Great Depression, okay? And then what happened? The country began to bounce back and the economy began to get back on point, and the people began to benefit from it. And I mean, from all walks of life, okay? And that's the difference, my friend, between capitalism and communism. You know, there are a lot of people, when you listen to them talk in America, they talk about they don't like capitalism. But let me tell you something. Capitalism is the only way to go, all right? There are people in the world, from around the world, who have tried other systems like communism and socialism and all of that kind of crazy stuff, Marxism and all of that. And I would tell you, if you look at some of these countries, that is why a lot of their people are fleeing their countries, trying to get to America, because you know why? They tried the other way. They know what it's like to have the government controlling the citizens. They know what it's like to go into a supermarket, to a grocery store, and seeing the shelves empty because the government is, you know, is one who is rationing the food source to people, okay? And so who wants to live like that, right? Who wants to live like that? If you go to North Korea, listen, there are people there who are literally having to eat grass for their meals, and yet their dictator, right, this young dictator they have, he gets to eat the best of foods while his people are eating grass and stuff from the fields. You know, that's not even healthy food, okay? So who wants to live like that? And so people want to criticize capitalism, and they want the government to ration out food and other, goods to them. There's no way I want that to happen. I want to be able to be free, and I want to have the opportunity to make my own living so that I could be responsible for me and my family. I don't want the government handing me anything, and we need to understand that, okay? The only people who want that are people who simply don't want to work hard and who don't want to be responsible for their own lives. I don't want the government to hand me down nothing. Nothing. I want to be able to work on my own and do what I need to do to care for me and my family. All right? So I hope that you understand that. So communism, socialism, all of those are failed systems. And that is why, again, you see people are flocking to America. If you don't believe it, we see what's happening on the borders now, right? People from so many Central American countries, as well as other countries in Europe that are poor, in Africa. We're talking about the countries in Africa that are poor. And yet, you know, we're steadily talking about how racist America is. And yet people of color, black people, are doing everything in their power to get to this country because they know that if they can get to America, that their opportunities are endless, okay, and limitless. And so I don't even want to hear this nonsense about what's wrong with capitalism. There is nothing wrong with capitalism. If you look around, for example, let's take a look at our professional athletes. I know that many people say, well, you know what? It is so crazy to pay athletes the kind of money that they make. I mean, like, why should we pay LeBron James the kind of money he makes for dribbling a basketball and dunking a basketball? Well, that's because that's what the free market calls for. So if people are willing to see him play if people are willing to pay the kind of money to go out and sit inside the stadium to see him play, well, that's what the free market does, okay? And so that's how he makes his money, okay? So he's not forcing anybody to do that, okay? It is his skills and his abilities that draw people to want to see him do what he does every night on the basketball court. And then, of course, that applies to every other sport as well, okay? So now we're new into the baseball season. So why do people go see baseball? Baseball, I think, is like 162 games a year. So why do people want to go and pay all that money and see these baseball players who make some in some cases, $25, $30 million a year? Because the free market allows for that, okay? And people pay their money, their hard-earned money, to see the players showcase their skills and their expertise in their respective sports. So the capitalism is the way to go. That is what America was founded upon, and I think it is the best system. I didn't say it was the perfect system, but it is the best system of all of the systems that we have. Moving right along, why do I love and appreciate America? Well, I also love the country because of her emphasis on patriotism, okay? Remember I said that I served my country for 11 years in the United States Army, and one of the things that I was taught was not to hate my country like a lot of our kids are being taught today in schools, in public schools especially, but I was taught to love my country. That's why I was willing to wear the uniform, so because I love my country. And if I was called upon to die for my country, now I'm not talking about dying for foolishness, but I'm talking about really dying for the freedoms that I enjoy, the freedoms that my family enjoy, then I would have been willing to die for my country so that she could stay free, so she could remain free. So we are taught to love our country, and as we well know, Every year on the 4th of July or Independence Day, we have a time to celebrate and to remember our love for country and love for our fellow man, okay? So I love this country because of our emphasis on patriotism, and I think we need to do more of that. Now, here's another reason why I love our country. I think this is a big reason, significant reason. I love our country because of its diversity. Let me tell you something. As I stated, I've traveled all over the world. There is not another country on the face of the earth that where you can find, I'm talking about every nation, every race, every ethnicity and color that is represented here in America. You won't find that anywhere else in the world, okay? But in this great country, you will find, I mean, every race, every color, every ethnicity, every creed, every religion practically. I mean, you're going to find that in America, okay, that we're just that diverse of a country. And I think that we don't get enough credit for that. But we have that here in America. And that's because our country, contrary to what we are hearing in today's society, we are not a systemic racist country, okay? We are a very diverse country. Now, like any country, we have bad apples, okay? We do. I mean, I don't think anyone who is of goodwill and who's honest can deny that. We have people like any other country where people are bad actors, okay? We have some of those here. But I'm talking about systemic, and on a national level, we are very diverse, and so you won't find this diversity anywhere else in the world. And you're listening to someone who has traveled around the major countries in the world, okay? So we are diverse. And then I love America for another reason. I appreciate this country, and I got to admit something right here. I'm probably one person that hasn't always appreciated this, but you know, I'm older now. I've had a chance to think things through. I love and appreciate America because of her raw beauty. You know, when I think about the mountain ranges, when I think about the, you know, the Rocky Mountains, the Smoky Mountains, I've been to both. When I think about the beautiful beaches, especially in my home state of Florida, when I think about, you know, the beaches out here in California and other places, you know, around our country, I think about the national parks, the lakes, even the deserts. You know, when you're driving in Nevada and Arizona and places like that, when I look at the distinct looks of each state, because, you know, when you're traveling in America, isn't it interesting that when you leave, for example, when you, if you've ever traveled, let's say, from the East Coast to the West Coast or vice versa, West Coast to the East Coast, it's very distinct in terms of what the terrain looks like. You know, there's a difference in the terrain. You know, if you drive from here to Utah, you'll see, you will notice a major difference in what California looks like and what Utah looks like. And then when you get to Utah and you travel from Utah, let's say, to Texas, you'll see the difference in what it looks like. And then if you go from Texas, maybe down to Florida, there's a distinct difference in what Texas and Florida looks like, okay? So the raw beauty of America has captured my heart down through the years, and so I've come to love America and appreciate her. And then moving right along, I really love the fact that we have fair and free elections, okay? Fair and free election. Now, I know, let me just say, I know that every time there's election, there's always an allegation of some fraudulent thing that happened, just like in the last presidential election. I know that there's a lot of, you know, calls or cries that there was a widespread fraud. But you know what? The authorities say that they didn't see it. Where I sit, where I stand, I didn't see it, okay? And so I don't deny that there wasn't some level of fraudulent activity, but I'm a fair-minded person. I think in every election, there is some level of fraudulent activity. Now, how wide of a scale that is on, I have no clue. But I suspect that there is some level of fraudulent activity. But the bottom line is, in America, we get to choose the people that serve us in government, whether that be at the local, the municipality, the county, the state, and even at the federal levels, that we, the people, get to choose. Unlike a lot of countries where it is led by dictators, okay, we have fair and free elections in this country. And we must never, ever take that for granted. And that's another reason why, you know, we're talking about fighting for our freedoms. That is another freedom that we have. And it was paid by blood, the blood of those who went before us. And then guess what else I love about America is our entertainment. You know, we get to go and see professional sports. We have entertainment by going to the movies, by going to the plays. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And then I want to say I love America because America is just unique. I'm talking about that America is the only country that is not founded upon a race, not founded upon ethnicity or nationality. But guess what? She was founded upon an ideal. That is, what is an ideal? That we will have limited government, and that is where liberty comes in. And guess what? That is why when France gave the Statue of Liberty, she only gave the Statue of Liberty to America. And so while America allowed slavery in her country, every society in the world practiced slavery, okay? It wasn't just America. But what made America unique is that America killed one another in its bloodiest war to abolish slavery and to become the least racist country in human history. So we are the only majority white country that elected a black leader. So, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing I'll say in closing, America's We are honorable people. We are friendly and kind for the most part. So I hope that you heard me, heard my heart, that I love our country. So until the next time, this is the Voice of Reason Talk Show with your host, Wayne Cooper. Let's tune in again. Until then, I'll see you.